We are back with another edition of Budweiser's From the Sidelines. It is brought to you by our friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. As we welcome in John Telich to talk some Cleveland Browns football. JT, how are we doing today, good sir?
We are doing great, Rocco, and it's hard to believe that the Browns, as we air this on a Thursday, recording it on a Wednesday, that the Browns are going into their third preseason game. I swear to you, they just walked out on the practice field in Berea. It seems like just yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
Hey, time flies when you're having fun, right? So.
You bet.
Well, I'll tell you what, you sound in a chipper mood today as things got chippy at the joint practices between the Browns and the Eagles. What the heck was going on there, JT? I mean, I feel like some people are opposed to these joint practices now because we got guys fighting and pushing and shoving and a couple of guys getting banged up. So what all went down with these joint practices?
Well, I think in day one, the Browns played, you know, pretty well. These are by all accounts of, longtime beat writer Zach Jackson has been at pretty much every practice they've had over the past so many years. So he would know, being in Philadelphia, and literally as we record this, moving his way back from Philadelphia to the Cleveland area from those two practices. So the Browns had pretty good practice on Monday. On Tuesday, offensively, not that stellar. And Joel Bitonio, after practice, said that, you know, one of the defensive linemen, I think it was Sweat, reached out and ripped the ball out of Deshaun Watson's hands. I know in those practices, the quarterback is off limits, wears a different color jersey, all those types of things. And it's also another reason, I think, why coaches like to do these joint practices with other teams, because their quarterbacks can get 2 days worth of as close to live as possible drills without fear of getting hurt, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, it sat the wrong way with Joel. It sat the wrong way with some of the guys on the team. I know DeJuan Jones, the rookie mountain of a man, got a little testy with somebody. So, you know, little chippiness prevailed, as it were. But it didn't discount the fact that in that second day, the Eagles looked like the Eagles, you know, the team that was in the Super Bowl and came within a questionable call of beating the Chiefs. So, some things to move on from, to work from, but I think that was the source of the chippiness, as it were, in day two of those workouts.
Any concerns with Deshaun Watson? I know you mentioned Zach Jackson, and he's been at all of these practices. And just from reading some of his stuff, it seems like Deshaun hasn't looked his sharpest, at least in the early stages of this week.
Yeah, he looked great in the OTAs and all of the drills throughout the spring. A little bit different set of circumstances by which how they practice. But what you're not really seeing so far, and again, we're almost three preseason games into this, and he's not playing in the game tonight. You're not really seeing the deep game at all. I'll give you one possible reason for that is their deep guy, Goodwin, is out because he's had an injury situation, and we're really not sure on how that's going to be affected. So most of what he's been throwing has been stuff outside of the pocket. When he's been inside the pocket, he still shows a little of that giddiness, if you will, not sure if to pull it up or run or to take a sack. There were some sacks against the Eagles, obviously not physically, but they would just call it, blow the whistle and say it's a sack. And so still nothing, really to get super excited about at this juncture here in camp with two preseason games to go. Although in the preseason game against the Eagles, it's going to be, the backups and the younger players that will get their time.
I do want to ask you about tonight's contest against the Eagles here in a second.
Yeah.
But Cade York, what an up and down sequence for him in these past couple of days. Really good at practice, not quite as good in the game when it counted, though. What do we make of that situation?
Well, I've had people on social media have suggested that, Baker used to do those commercials where it was at home with Baker Mayfield at Progressive, and not at Progressive, but at the stadium,
right,
brought to you by Progressive. And they suggest that Cade just live at the stadium and kick all the time there. that's a little bit out there, a little crazy. But, you know, he's 0-2. He's missed a couple of, pushed a few field goal tries wide from 40-plus, close to 50 yards. So he's 0-2. He made all the other kicks the other night. The Browns are not bringing anybody in to challenge him, I think. And if they were to, you know, you also think, well, you bring somebody in, then that's going to take away kicks for him to get himself right. So they're riding this kid. He's a higher, one of the highest draft picks for kickers. So, and he did have some, you know, notable kicks a year ago, including one real early in the year that was notable.
Yep.
But, yeah, they're riding with him, Rocco, and that's where we are. And you just hope that they don't live to regret the move. But it's Cade's job, hook, line, or sinker.
There we go. As again, we are joined by John Telich on this morning's Budweiser's From the Sidelines, presented by North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads, talking some Cleveland Browns football. JT, a lot of folks seem very high up on this pass rush that has kind of sort of come to fruition throughout training camp so far. Obviously, Myles Garrett sort of heading that, but Ogbo Okoronkwo and Za'Darius Smith also adding their names into that mix. What do we make of Cleveland's defensive pass rush, or what it could be once the regular season finally arrives?
Well, you have, you know, Za'Darius and Miles typically on the outside, and O is your backup, as it were. But there can be snaps, and I think it happened on Monday, where you had Za'Darius lined up inside, and then O took his spot on the outside, and Miles, of course, on the other side is the other edge rusher. By all indications, you know, Miles did exit the Monday practice a little bit early. They said it was a bit of a foot issue, but they don't seem to indicate it's anything. He's not going to play tonight, obviously, and you won't likely see him until, you know, they take on the Bengals in week one. But it gives them an opportunity with three real good edge rushers to use them a lot, and also Za'Darius being versatile enough to go inside. Miles can on occasion. It gives them things they can mix things up with. And, of course, that's all predicated on having great defensive tackle play, and that's where Dalvin Tomlinson comes in. This guy could be, you know, a significant upgrade if he plays according to what his reputation has shown to be, and so that will only make the, you know, the edge rushers that much better by how well Dalvin can play on the inside. But I think with your three, you know, top rush edge rushers, they have a pretty good unit there with those three guys.
It seems like the front office was very serious about trying to retool this defense after what it went through last season with the ups and downs, obviously with the new defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz. But I don't know, it just seems like that side of the ball seems to have a real, you know, like another level of focus this season.
Yeah, I think it does. And, you know, they got a tremendous set of cornerbacks, you know, with Newsom and obviously Denzel Ward, although he was ill on Monday and I don't think took part in anything team-wise on Tuesday. And so, yeah, they have to kind of monitor that situation there. But let's let those linebackers kind of sort themselves out as camp goes along. You're trying to get Anthony Walker back into the mix. Sione Takitaki, those guys have dealt with injuries, so they're not going to push them back super, you know, on a super high, high-paced recovery route, if you will. But, yeah, the defense with going out and getting the great coordinator in Schwartz, and by all indications, he has set the tempo, the culture, as it were, and it's going to be fun to see how those guys play on the other side of the football. But I think, you know, if you're to be concerned now early in camp or at this stage, it's how synchronized that offense can be, what it really potentially can do. And obviously they haven't taken all the, you know, all the harnesses off the offense at this stage in camp either.
Well, and they won't be doing any more of that tonight as they take on the Eagles. You already kind of mentioned a lot of guys not taking part in that contest tonight. Why should we care about tonight's game against the Eagles? Obviously the hardcore fans are tuning in no matter what, but what's going to get the rest of us kind of hooked into the TV tonight?
Yeah, I think you've got some young guys that you want to see. DeJuan Jones more. I think he's shown himself, first of all, he is a mountain of a man, moves very well. I think in some of the one-on-one drills, he held his own and then some. He's shown to be a real tough guy. So, you want to see what he can do out there. Or guys like the David Bells of the world. You know, Ronnie Hickman the other night had a couple of interceptions. So you want to keep your eyes on him. How about Shelby Harris, who was signed recently, and perhaps he can be another answer for them on the interior of the defensive line. So, you know, a lot of reasons to watch the game tonight. I think a big reason would be the fact that they're giving the start to DTR, and that's, you know, our buddy Mr. Robinson. And I think it's a lot of fun what Thompson Robinson can do. He's shown so far that he can be real versatile. He can throw on the run. He's got presence in the pocket, probably throws the ball from the pocket and has a little bit more poise there than we've seen from a veteran like Dobbs, who is right now penciled in as the number two quarterback behind Deshaun Watson. So be another chance to see the DTR machine in full flight, as it were. And I think that's going to be a fun aspect of watching them tonight.